Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And now, it's time for Ben and Skins Weekly Update. Featuring veteran news anchor KT Fun Tweets. Here are the important stories he's currently tracking from around the world.
Thank you, Sean. Appreciate it. Vern Troyer died over the weekend, guys. We were partying at Mudbug Bash and got the news that Mini-Me passed away at the age of 49.
That's a sad story, man. He got real famous, obviously, during all the Austin Powers movies. But based on my limited viewing of reality television, I don't think he was a particularly happy person.
No, he'd been fighting alcoholism for years. In fact, that's what did him in. Three times the legal limit of alcohol was in his system when he was rushed to the hospital.
That's tough, too, because that's based on a normal size human, right? Or are they just basing it on his blood alcohol level based on his...
I think they do blood alcohol level based on his weight.
Yeah, so, well, however they do it, 0.08 for him is probably different than 0.08 for us.
Right, because one beer would be like, a case of beer, right?
I don't know how
I don't know.
He had built up a good tolerance. I know that because he'd been an alcoholic for years.
Can't imagine his livers were too good. His liver was too good.
I was like, what are you you're breaking news?
He had multiple livers, guys.
Pretty sad. His organs started failing. All the normal things that happen when you have...
Drink yourself to death, right?
Drink yourself to death. This has been going on for a couple weeks now. There had been issues with him. He was hospitalized. You know, he lived here for a while.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Did he grow... I knew he was, like, in the Arlington area, but I didn't know if he grew up here or his parents moved here or what his ties were. Chris Arnold, obviously, had him on the Chris Arnold show back in the day and had a connection to him, and I thought that that was some sort of an Arlington thing.
Maybe. I'm not real sure on that, and nothing on the Wikipedia page can help me out, but I'm sure I could dive in deeper in time. He did have a sex tape.
Can we go back just a second, though?
Yeah, we should do the Chris Arnold story.
The Chris Arnold story, and you guys would know it better than me, but didn't Chris see him and immediately pick him up?
Chris
didn't want to be picked up?
Chris was trying to help him into the chair.
And it was like, I think, a taller chair.
Yeah.
And Chris decided he was going to pick him up. And Vern did not like that because he did not like to be picked up.
And because he was a 30-year-old man.
Yeah, because it sort of reminded him of his size.
How would you feel if just some real nice guy just came up and tried to pick you up and put you in a chair?
Like Andre the Giant?
Yeah.
But also, Chris is so jacked up, I would be afraid that he wanted to do something to me.
like what?
Like just crush me.
Oh.
Why is this giant Chris Arnold guy going to crush me?
But you could kind of see both sides.
You'd feel... Well, no, I can't.
We can't.
I can't see the Chris Arnold.
Well, if he can't get in, I mean, I don't know what the chair looked like. But what if he approached the chair and there was no way he was going to be able to scale that thing?
This is why I don't help old ladies across the street.
You would ask.
Right. You would ask. Hey, do you need to?
Yeah.
Even that's dicey.
Yeah.
Because if someone has their defenses up because they're, it's like, hey, I'm a normal dude. Get off me. You didn't ask Ted if Ted needed help getting in the chair. Yeah. So don't ask me.
You know, I don't know if I ever, KT, you met a person about that size at one point.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And Jonathan and I, my brother, when we were in Nepal, we met somebody that was about that size, and I have a picture. And you're right, I never once felt inclined to pick them up,
right,
or touch them or get in their space, but I also wasn't about to interview them in studio chairs. But I think you would think he would show up with an entourage or a handler, and you would just let them handle it.
I think he was so preoccupied with his size, he didn't like the term handler. So he didn't have one.
Oh, so he's by himself. He's there.
Right.
And
probably had a homeboy with him.
Yeah, Chris couldn't resist.
Chris is a very accommodating dude. He's a very nice guy.
Trying to be nice.
Yeah, he's a very nice dude. It's why he knows everybody in our business.
Yep.
You guys should see Chris Arnold at a Super Bowl. It's amazing. Every single person that walks by him knows him.
Yeah.
Every single person. And every single person that walks by him, he tries to pick them up and put them in a chair.
So it wasn't just about the size. He does that to everybody.
He does. No, but it was about the size. And I think Chris was just probably trying to make him feel comfortable. And that's in his mind. That's what he thought would happen.
Yeah.
And how can you know what someone is going to be crazy defensive about that you've just met?
You know, that was something from the Andre the Giant documentary. I can't remember who it was. Somebody was telling the story about he picked someone up and put him on a bookcase. It was somebody famous, too. I think it was like Terry Bradshaw or something. He picked him up and put him on a bookcase up in the corner of a room just because he could pick him up like a doll.
Hi, that's so freaky.
Now, that's one of a million. And by the way, Vern Troyer in Austin Powers 2, The Spy Who Shagged Me, which was a very good movie.
Was that the first one he was in, or was he in?
He was in 2.
Okay.
It was Mini-Me, Dr. Yeah. Evil's creation. And he was great. He didn't talk much, but he was great. In fact, one of his only lines in the movie is they're doing just the two of us. And he comes in and his voice is, you and I. A real deep voice for a little guy. But let's talk about the sex tape. The sex tape leaked out in 2008.
Okay. Why did you say leaked out?
Well, he had a girlfriend, and it leaked out from in an Oklahoma home, by the way, at the time. He was living in Oklahoma.
That's when you know things aren't going well when you're famous and you live in Oklahoma.
The online rental company Sugar DVD was sued for invasion, and that's where we got this incredible audio. All right.
What?
Do you have air raid, Chippy?
Yeah. No, you're good.
Are you and Chippy talking to each other?
All right.
I'm blowing your story up.
That's what that's from.
No, it is not.
I thought that's from the lady stepping on grapes.
What?
No, that's the grape lady. That's not grape lady, though.
You're talking about the classic I Love Lucy episode?
No, he's talking about grape lady.
The lady at the grape festival.
I can't breathe.
That audio. So he was on a TV show called Everyone Lives in a Room Together. And, you know, it's one of those shows. It's a bunch of spares. And, oh, hey, here's Puck. And, you know, that guy was in a metal band in 85. Let's all stick him in a room together and see how they don't get along. And so he drank too much. And he was in the next room doing that. And it was a reality show. And they were filming it trying to figure out what the hell he was doing. And some of the people in the room thought that he was having some fun with himself.
Yeah.
But that way he drank too much and did that, and he was like half passed out, half doing that. That's where you thought that was sex tape audio?
No, I didn't.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Doing radio.
Oh.
So he was 35, and he played the role of a stunt double in a movie that I saw as a 6-year-old called Baby's Day Out. He was a stunt double for the baby as a 35-year-old man.
All right.
I would be drinking a lot, too.
Yeah.
And then also, the weirdest fact of all of this is in 2015 when he showed up on the show Celebrity Wife Swap and switched wives with Hines Ward, who played for the Steelers.
That's so great.
It's about when you knew Hines Ward had nothing as a broadcaster, right?
I don't know. I thought it was the scene in the Batman movie.
Yeah, where he's returning a kickoff and the field disappears.
It's like, wait, he's never returned kicks in his life. Now he's the kick returner?
He was the only real football player in that scene.
A hell of a return, though.
Yeah, it's great.
Good God.
Earth fell apart.
Yeah.
Another death over the weekend on Friday. DJ Avicii passed away at the age of 28. According to TMZ, he had been battling, guess what, guys? Alcoholism.
Okay, hold on. Before you go further, I want an update. I want to update Ben on something. A lot of people over on the fan text are saying it was Arnold Schwarzenegger that Andre the Giant picked up.
Oh, okay, yes, that's correct. That's correct, yes. I knew somebody famous.
Okay.
Yeah. What about, I thought it was Terry Bradshaw.
Arnold or Terry Bradshaw.
One of the two.
Two peas in a pod, really.
I mean, that's even more extraordinary.
That's yeah.
A huge dude.
Picked him up and put him on a bookcase.
Hey, Andre. You and the Texans are fantastic.
Get me off this bookcase.
I don't know why I turned him into Count Blackula. All right, so go back to what you were just talking
about. Avicii suffered from pancreatitis.
Okay. If you're 28 years old and you're already dying of that, you're partying hard, dude.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
By the way, dude, Schwarzenegger's 6'2".
Prove it.
Let me put you on the bookcase.
Okay, so he had one of the biggest hits in the world. In fact, while we get Shippy to play Wake Me Up, would you look up the details? I think it was the biggest selling song of all time on the internet or some crazy fart thing. Play it, Shippy. So wake me up when it's all over. The song made Allo Black a huge star. He was like a backpack rapper, part of the L.A. underground scene. And he put out kind of a cool quasi-soul record, but it didn't do that well. And then he sang on this, and this was like one of the biggest songs in the frickin' world.
The song was described as a, quote, summer anthem throughout the 2013 festival season.
That was my year. Does it have the numbers?
This is a Mike Massick spin class song.
Yeah. Does it have the numbers of, like, because there was some ridiculous saying where it debuted at number one in the universe. I mean, it was so massive, man. So freaking massive.
It was the second best-selling song in Canada in 2013. Oh. Sold over 4 million copies in the U.S.
That was after songs stopped selling, too. People just stream stuff, and it still sold 4 million.
Yeah, number one on all the charts.
Like ever.
All of them.
All of them all simultaneously, and it all happened like on the same weekend. It was just a ridiculous success story.
It seemed like a pretty basic beat.
Okay, now I want you to really zero in on this. So I'm driving around with the wife on Saturday or Sunday or wherever we're driving around, and we're listening to satellite radio, and there's a channel on there called First Wave, and it's 80s. It could be like they could play Dead or Alive, or they could play Joy Division, or anything that would kind of loosely be European alt music of the time. Here's the Smiths, and here's, you know, Dance Beat or whatever, right? And my wife grew up in the 80s, too, and so she loves that. We're always listening to it. And, of course, they have British guy on there talking. And he's talking about Avicii. And he goes, one of the truly great artists of all time, Avicii, passed away. Just got to interview him last year, and it was so amazing. And his song, Levels, is one of the greatest songs ever recorded. And so I'm driving like, what?
Oh, my God.
Whoa. One of the greatest songs ever recorded? This EDM guy? Well, crap, honey. I've got to hear one of the greatest songs ever recorded. So my wife pulled up Spotify, and I now present to you Levels, one of the greatest songs ever recorded.
This is...
Just let it go. It's one of the greats, JP. Hold on, it gets great.
It sounds like every song that's on this show.
No, this is one of the greatest songs ever recorded.
So they're all great, apparently.
Is he saying the lyrics, or...
When does it go somewhere?
I think the breakdown is one of the greatest breakdowns ever recorded.
Are there lyrics in it?
Just enjoy it for what it is, man. It
sucks. I don't care if he did that. This song sucks.
Is there any lyrics in it?
Just enjoy it, man. One of the greatest songs ever recorded.
All right. This has been the Weekday Weekly Update.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.